CAE, Reading and Use of English, Part 2. Format. You have one passage with 8 blanks to fill. Blank is a synonym of gap. I talk about these words a lot in my work, especially in my dictation videos. Anyway, the difference in Part 2 from Part 1 is that you do not have any options to choose from. You need to think of a word to fill the gap. Technique. 1. In 30 seconds, skim the whole passage to get an understanding of the text. 2. Locate the first gap. 3. Read the whole sentence surrounding the gap and use the meaning of the sentence to guess the missing word. 4. What type of word do you need in the gap? Use your knowledge of word formations and sentence structures to identify the words before and after. For example, is the word before an article? Do you need an adjective or a noun? Remember, the ending of a word often indicates what type of word it is. For example, words ending ment, eon, ants, ents are normally nouns. You often need to use short connecting words in this part. For example, prepositions, conjunctions, infinitive verbs, auxiliary verbs, relative pronouns, and determiners. Okay, are you ready to listen again? CAE, Reading and Use of English, Part 2. Format. You have one passage with 8 blanks to fill. Blank is a synonym of gap. I talk about these words a lot in my work, especially in my dictation videos. Anyway, the difference in Part 2 from Part 1 is that you do not have any options to choose from. You need to think of a word to fill the gap. Technique. 1. In 30 seconds, skim the whole passage to get an understanding of the text. 2. Locate the first gap. 3. Read the whole sentence surrounding the gap and use the meaning of the sentence to guess the missing word. 4. What type of word do you need in the gap? Use your knowledge of word formations and sentence structures to identify the words before and after. For example, is the word before an article? Do you need an adjective or a noun? Remember, the ending of a word often indicates what type of word it is. For example, words ending ment, eon, ants, ents are normally nouns. You often need to use short connecting words in this part. For example, prepositions, conjunctions, infinitive verbs, auxiliary verbs, relative pronouns, and determiners.